reserve is left in the reserves. This is the reserves in the National Guard not normally deployed in this manner, but here they are.
Well, certainly for the last many years, we've averaged about 30,000 soldiers mobilized and deployed or mobilized and stationed in the United States in order to support the war effort. So we've had a tremendous contribution out of our 200,000 in strength for the last many years.
Is this sustainable? Can you keep it up?
Well, we've gone to what's called the Army Force Generation Process, which says that we want to add predictability to soldiers, families, and employers. And so you take about one-fifth of the force so that you deploy for a year, and then you have 4 years of dwell with your family employer.
And that is a goal, or is that achievable?
Well, we're short of that right now, but we're heading that direction. It's getting better. It was down to 1 to 3. Now it's up almost to 1 to 4 for many of the units. A few that are still doing more rapid deployments.
Are the challenges ongoing in as far as maintaining the reserves, or is it getting better as they withdraw from those countries over the next 18 months or so?
Certainly as the drawdown ramp continues, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, that will give more dwell time to soldiers, families, and employers. It's been a little tense, and everyone's met the mission for many years, and now they're ready to get on to a regular routine, what we call operationalizing the Army Reserve, so that they can be depended upon to contribute to service to their nation every 5 years, and that's what our goal is. And we also have a thing that we're fostering called continuum of service across the Army, where active component soldiers come back and then they join the reserve so that they can be an expansible part of the Army for future operations. Similarly, Army Reserve members can go on active duty, support the Army, and then come back and rejoin their reserve duty.
The unique nature of the reserves is that it's not all military all the time. They do have a civilian component to their lives. How are you able to help with that transition to integrate them back into that civilian component? Is it a clunky process, or is it being more streamlined? How does that work?
Well, we're making progress over the years because of the known demand on soldiers, families, and employers. And we think the number one thing that we can give to them is predictability. Mm-hmm. So if we put them in a training schedule over 4 years so that they build their readiness and they're available for deployment in their fifth year, we think that will allow businesses to have an economically viable employee, and that will allow employees to have a family situation that they can enjoy for several years before deployment.
We are talking with James Snyder. He is the Assistant Chief of the U.S. Army Reserves, a retired Major General. So when you talk about getting them back into that civilian life, does that mean that maybe the reserves, the National Guard, and others would have to partner with the private sector and work together to integrate the warfighter back into civilian life?
Oh, certainly, and that, again, is part of the continuum of service. If we break down the barriers, we eliminate the differences between active and reserve statuses, so you're either on active duty or on active reserve, then, and you make the pay and personnel systems transparent, maybe the retirement system a little more transparent, and then it's a matter of leaving active Army, doing reserve status, having an employment opportunity, and we have a special program called Employer Partnership, so that we make agreements with employers, national employers, as well as state and local employers, to say that you have the expectation of having your soldier as a employee for several years, and then, but you know that we're going to ask him to serve his country on a cyclical basis that can be viable for both. So you're partnering with the employer, partnering with the soldier and family, and then, of course, using the soldier either for reserve duty or active duty as the nation needs.
Is that relatively new, or is this a scenario that would be constantly evolving and going through changes as the enemy changes, as the way we fight wars changes?
This is one of the benefits of reducing those barriers, because if you make it less stressful to go from one category to another. Ultimately, the active army can grow as it needs to conduct operations. It can shrink as it needs to go into a more peaceful environment. And the reserve component becomes just an extension of the active component. But you still have to have an ability for soldiers and families and employers to have a viable relationship so that they have their career as well.
You've mentioned throughout this entire interview, families and employers. It's not just the war fighter.
That's it.
This is a unit.
You bet. So the soldier, family, and employer has to have an agreement with the Army, basically, that says we'll be fair in the way we use this soldier to perform active duty operations so that everybody benefits. And we bring a lot of military-learned supervisory skills and leadership skills back to that employer that's very valuable to him. So he's getting a benefit as well from that partnership.
Is that also a new way of looking at it?
It certainly is. It's been in existence in various forms, but it's never really been focused on as one of the keys to success. And I think that's the difference. We've now understood that we have to sustain this ability to have an operation and conduct operations over time. We have to put these systems in place, and we have to value those partnerships.
We got about a half a minute left. In the next 2, 5, 10 years, some of the milestones, the goals that you see as far as that success for the reserves.
Well, I think certainly we're focused in the next few years on reducing the size of the military overall, particularly the Army. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is offer to the active component soldiers that are transferring out due to the reduced end strength of the active Army, come and join the Army Reserve and let us help you get a job in whatever your location of choice is, and certainly try to add stability to your life, but continue to value your service.